Well, great to have you again. Pastor Tim Karskaden here, Christian Center, Shreveport, Louisiana, USA. Welcome to our daily podcast. This week we're talking about open doors to the demonic in our soul. So sit back, listen, and learn what the Lord's teaching us about this issue. Well, welcome. If you're listening on schedule, I know everybody doesn't. Many people don't. Today is 9/11. A very traumatic day in America many years ago, but by the grace of the Lord, we've rebounded from that, and God has turned what was meant for evil for good in many areas. And so don't look at this as a negative day. Matter of fact, it's somebody's birthday. It's my birthday today. If you're listening on schedule, I'm not asking for anything. All donations be sent to. No, I'm just teasing. Don't need to do anything about my birthday other than just pray for me and rejoice in what the Lord's doing and using us in the kingdom of God. But today is an important day because we're talking about the topic of where can the enemy take up residence in our soul. We've already covered the two first things, which is emotions and attitudes in the mind. And today we want to pick up on the third one, and we'll start there, is the tongue. James spends a lot of energy talking about the tongue, doesn't he? About how it can be set ablaze, a set of forest ablaze. And I think this is probably one of the bigger areas of allowing the enemy to have access is through the tongue. The things we say, the things we articulate. And that's where James talks about how, how can salt and light, fresh water and pure water come out of our lips and out of our tongue. And this, who can bridle this thing, he says, which is, a very difficult thing to do is to bridle the tongue. I think the only way you can do it is through Christ, that you have to have his strength to control that. And that's why he warns so many things, about the tongue. So it says in verse 5 of James 3, it says, see how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And he talks about how it's a small part of the body, yet it boasts of great things. And so it's a very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members, and it defiles the entire body. So we're back to spirit, soul, and body. So what happens is the tongue will go and defile. Defilement is where the enemy can reside. So that almost, it does? It confirms what we're trying to say here. It says it'll set your fire on the course of your life and set on fire by hell. So James is clearly describing demonic activity through the tongue. Well, who's he talking to? He's not talking to sinners. Sinners were not reading the book of James. His real name is Jacob, but you know what I'm saying. They weren't reading the book of Jacob. They weren't even interested in that. This was for saints. And so he was confronting the church on their tongue, and it said it's a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and our Father, and with it we curse men who have made it in the likeness of God. That's why he said you'll see blessing and cursing come out of it. And it shouldn't be this way, he says. And it talks about, can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives? On a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh. And so, if you're going to produce life in your life, out of your mouth, you better get this thing under control. And how do you do it? Through Christ. You can't do it yourself. I promise you, you cannot do it. So the demon that operates in this area will usually function through what we call a lying spirit. It'll speak to you. The demonic will speak to you in your mind or through another person's tongue. Or through media or whoever's listening to. If you're listening to talk radio, God can use those people for evil. And then that comes against you. Are you hopeless? Do you not have any life? They start saying that's a lying spirit. And next thing you know, you're embracing the lie. And then it'll come off of your tongue. It started with a spirit from a lying spirit from a tongue, somebody else's. But then you will function. You'll start functioning. Okay, so the scripture when Jesus uses it, when he talks about it, he calls it a strong man. when we talk about what Derek does in his book, Derek Prince does in this You Shall Expel Demons, he calls them a gang of demons or the strong man. It's usually the leader. It's the one that dominates the rest. And in the process of deliverance, it will generally be the first one to manifest in your life. And Jesus alluded to this in Matthew 12:29. He says, how can anyone enter the strong man's house and carry off its property unless he first binds up the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? So we've got to deal with the strong man. How are we going to get free if we don't deal with the main one that comes in? So if we have a lying spirit coming against us, we need to deal with the lie. How do you deal with it? With truth. The opposite of truth is a lie. And vice versa. You know, I saw a quote the other day that says, if you speak the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. And if you lie, you've got to remember all that because, you know, you've built something and you don't want anybody to catch you in your lie. But if you speak the truth, you don't have to worry about it. You know, somebody will quote you, you know, yeah, I did say that. You don't have to worry about it because it was truth, all right? You know, Matthew 18:18, Jesus gives his disciples the authority to bind or to loose spiritual forces. You know, it says, he said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And this thing about loosing is to utterly crush it, destroy it, utterly remove it. And we have the authority through Christ to deal with these issues, especially through these lying spirits that come through the tongue. Again, I'm talking more about what comes against you than what actually comes out of you, because that's the open door. When you believe the lying spirit, then you open the door. You know, the enemy says, hey, he believed me, I can come in. And there's an access point there. Doesn't mean you get demons right away, but when you continue to believe lies, and then you get to a place that you believe that that's a truth. I'll give you an example. I was praying for a guy one time, and he just had a spirit of rejection so strong in his life from spiritual leaders, and because he'd had some bad experience with spiritual leaders. And so he had thrown that on me as his leader because, you know, I was a leader, and I represented the people in the past that had done that to him. And he just would believe lies all the time. And one morning I was praying for him, and I quoted the scripture out of Psalms, you know, God created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me, David prayed. And all of a sudden he grabbed his chest, and he just said, man, I'm having chest pain, I'm having angina, you know, like he was going to have a heart attack right there. And all of a sudden the room started spinning for me. I felt like there was a perversion there. And I knew something was wrong. His wife was standing next to him. And I asked him, I said, brother, what did you hear me say? And he said, you said I had an utterly wicked heart. I said, that is not what I said. And I looked at his wife. I said, tell him. And she looked at her husband and said, that's not what he said. And I realized that he had a lying demon that would twist words of life that came to him. And he believed them. And that was an open door. And this guy was in utter, absolute depression. I mean, to the point, I wouldn't say suicidal, but he was headed that way. And we broke that thing that day by speaking truth in the face of a lie. And I want you to get that. You've got to know the Word of God, number one. But when that lying spirit comes, you must stop it immediately. Bind it up. Loose it off of yourself. You have authority to do that. You don't have to get the pastor. You don't have to get another strong intercessor. You have the authority to break that lie. You know, when somebody comes against you and rejects you and with their mouth and I hate you, I don't want to be near you. Look, you bind that thing up. Say, look, you may not like me, but Jesus loves me. You start speaking life over yourself, all right? You know, when liars, compulsive liars, we call them, are people that are controlled by lying demons. Now, hopefully you're not a compulsive liar, but if you've known them, I want you to get this. They're controlled by lying demons. And if you are compulsively lying, you cannot stop lying. Guess what? That may be an area where the enemy has taken residence in your soul. And they deceive others, and they themselves are deceived. Look, a compulsive liar can pass a lie detector test. You know, other demons that are in the area of the tongue are exaggeration, gossip, criticism, slander. Okay? Are you guilty of exaggerating stories? and I have been in the past. Ministry is very open to this. Exaggeration, Derek says this, exaggeration is a demon that targets evangelists. And that's where we get the phrase evangelistically speaking. they puff up the numbers. They puff up what really happened. I've been in meetings, they were good meetings, and then I walked out and I heard people testify what happened in the meetings, and they'll tell what the glory fell and the manifestation of this. And I remember one time me and my brother, we went to a conference, and we were in this meeting, it was a breakout session, and in the main session they came and testified what happened in the meeting. And we looked at each other and go, weren't we in that meeting? And he said, yeah. I said, I don't remember any of that. So they were evangelistically speaking, okay? Now, did they have demons? I don't know. I doubt it. But the fact was, it's an open door. If you're going to talk that way, don't exaggerate. Tell it like it is, gossip, criticism, slandering. I was somewhere, I was at jury duty. And these Christian ladies are sitting next to me just talking. And you hear this story, preachers say it all the time, but it's rare that I actually sit there and hear it. Now, I'm going to tell you this, one lady says, I'm going to tell you this just so you'll pray. We need to pray for him. That's the only reason I'm telling you this stuff. And then just slandering and gossiping about somebody. I'm thinking, wow, I've heard that preached, but I've actually never seen it manifest that way. Well, those are open doors. That's the tongue. We've got to break that. The Lord will forgive you for that, doing that. But let's stop that thing. Let's stop that lying spirit. And let's speak truth. Let's know what the Word of God says and not allow that. Gossip and criticism are two demons that many times feel very welcome at church. We don't want that. We want that out. So we're going to control the tongue by asking Jesus to strengthen us in that area. So ask the Lord to help you today. I pray that over you, that God will help you, especially if that's come against you today. All right, come back again tomorrow. We're going to deal with some more controversial topics on this issue. See you.